Hello, this is episode 4 of Genesis, the Rift podcast for the masses. This was recorded at 9:40 p.m. on Monday, April 10th. As always, you can send us an email at genesisrift@gmail.com. We also have a guild for the podcast on the Sunrest Shard, Defiant Side, entitled Genesis. Also, we have a donation system set up on our website. Check that out and more at genesisrift.podomatic.com. I'm Rizu, aka Ryan.
I'm General, aka Nika.
I'm Quibble, aka Arthur.
And I'm Fishy, aka Fishy.
So for our first top news story of the week, the 1.2 update will be going live to the NA shards at 8 a.m. Pacific Daytime today. The estimated downtime is about 30 minutes. The EU shards will be receiving this update tomorrow evening, local try-on time. The exact time is not yet set in stone, but expect 1.2 to come to EU during the usual maintenance window, which is early morning in the EU, about 3 a.m. CEST or MESZ. Patch notes will be posted on the game patcher and patch notes subform once the 1.2 update is live.
Okay, they're adding with this 1.2 patch several new features that bring about a new social aspect to our favorite game. They're calling it Rift Connect. It allows you to access your Facebook status, Facebook pictures, Tumblr status, Tumblr pictures, Twitter, and Twitter pictures. You'll be able to upload screenshots directly from in-game or statuses by typing /FB for Facebook, /TUMBLR for Tumblr, and /tweet for Twitter. You'll also be able to blast to each of these by typing /blast or /blast pick to send a mass status to each of these individual programs. That's pretty much it for it, if you want to continue on with it.
Okay, and then now the next thing, this pertains to our next big world event, is the prelude to the Spoils of War event. So there are a lot of interesting things going on. I'm sure you all noticed a fire coming from the sky, things to that extent. But it's going to be adding 4 new daily quests relating to strange treasures falling from the sky over Meridian Sanctum. The treasures have corrupted non-ascended who touch them and over the Merentic Order of the College of Planner Studies. They're investigating the situation, working a way to resist the corruption. And to add to the turmoil, an explosion of earth and fire rifts are erupting more frequently and even in areas that were previously not seen. Now, players that complete the daily quests also receive containers with random rewards that can include a limited time companion pet, rare artifacts, and possibly even crafting plaques. And there's a few more things going on. There's Warfront Guild quests now only in progress on the proper maps. And we're abandoning any variant of the Tools of Destruction quest, and we'll no longer remove the Say Touch Scepters, Blades, things to that extent. And additionally, Say Touch catches will no longer unique, so more than one can now be held in your inventory at one time. And we also fixed a problem where some characters are not getting locked into the Reverse Souls raid properly. That's pretty much it for that, and it seems like this will be the next big thing, so I'm sure more will be added to it.
Right. The release of 1.2 just came out today, and it brought in major features, additions to the game. So what have you guys all gotten to do? And I know you guys haven't gotten to play it much or at all, but what do you think of it, and what are you excited to do?
I'm excited to, if I remember talking a while back, and I want to give this a shot, be able to change your looks, actually make your character, your avatar, a lot more personal.
I actually got to get on and play with it a little bit, and I'm very stoked. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't even explain to you how much fun that aspect of it's going to be. I also got to play with the looking for group thing a little bit, but the time that I got to get on was earlier in the morning, so I didn't really get to do any dungeons or anything like that. But it does allow you to not only look for a group for dungeons, but also for rifts and what else is it? And other things as well. So it's not just for dungeons, like in other games.
It'll let you look for other things too, like girlfriends, family members.
It's like an online Craigslist, okay?
Oh, that's seriously, I'm gonna advertise it from now on.
I have yet to actually get into the game yet with a new patch. As we speak, I just booted up the patcher and it's going to start downloading. But I have to admit, what I'm most excited with is we saw what happened with 1.1, which was River Souls came out. The first phase went excellently, if albeit maybe a little bit long. I think plenty of people were kind of tired with the daily quest by the time phase 2 rolled around. But then phase 2 and phase 3 were done within a couple hours. So I'm really excited to see how they deal with that at the same time. You know, I mean, are they... I'm sure they learned from this. I mean, they gave people free items and achievements and titles from it. I'm interested to see how 1.2 will progress into the other phases for their world event and the new raid that's coming out as well.
Yay. Well, I guess we're going to move on to our next part.
Is that really all you had in response to that, Arthur?
Well, I'm excited. That's how I'm... that's how I show my enthusiasm.
He's still a newbie at this, so...
I'm not new, but I've been here since you guys been here.
I know, but...
Fishes are new.
What level are you? What level are you?
5,000.
85.
Wow. Jesus. Okay, and with that, we're going to move into our Week in Rift. So, apparently in this Week in Rift, Arthur got up to level 5,000. No, actually this Week in Rift... this actually comprises the last couple of weeks. For those who...
Because we're bad people.
Yeah, we're bad people. No, for those who are tuning in for the first time, we missed out on last week due to General not feeling so well, and just real life really kind of kicked us in the ass. Things like finals and that sort of thing. It was not a fun time. Anyways, though, as well as that, we also attempted to record this episode yesterday like we usually do on Mondays. Had a couple special guests attempt to join us. One would be Alan Dahl, who is actually a major cleric player on the Sunrest server Defiant side. I want to say his name was Quibix. Am I right? Does anyone remember?
Let's start with a B.
It was Bijaz.
Oh, Bijaz. Yeah. There we go. I don't know where I got a Q. Bijaz, thank you
from
very much.
Me, of course.
No, you're not special. Be quiet. Bijaz, thank you very much for helping us. We apologize that your interview did not make it in this week.
It was on the live stream for those of you that tuned in last night.
So we're really sorry about that. Also, we did have another person join us, Alert. He was a lower-level cleric player. Didn't talk with us too much for the podcast because he had to go, but we want to thank you for at least trying to help out, and we appreciate it. And in the future, Genesis will hopefully not be getting podcast episodes out late like that. We had a software issue and it didn't record, so we're making up for it tonight. As for my personal week, though, I don't know. I finished up Scarlet Gorge, which didn't take as long as I thought it would. Hit level 31 and started on the what's the name of the zone afterwards? Scarwood Reach? Am I right, guys?
All right. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Scarwood Reach. Started in there. I'm about 3 quest series through the first quest hub. And I quit when I accidentally fell off a cliff and landed back inside Scarlet Gorge.
Nice.
Don't fall off cliffs. That's counterproductive.
As well as that, that's about it.
Okay. So I guess my week, as entertaining as it was, so I've been progressing a little bit slower than I was, because I've actually been spending a lot of my time kind of engaging in the social atmosphere of the game. It's a big reason why I play MMOs. It's not just to play a video game, but to kind of interact with the world. That's how I've met this group. And I have to say, everyone is very talkative. I'm not entirely sure how it is on other servers, but very talkative here. And I kind of congratulate the Rift community for that, because every other MMO I've played, it's There's definitely like a like level of classes where you would have the experienced players only hang out with the experienced players, and the noobs were off hiding in the corner trying not to get killed. But speaking of other MMOs, I also played my taste at EVE Online, and I'm enjoying that one because it kind of airs more towards the sci-fi dwelling rather than the fantasy dwelling that Rift and World of Warcraft go to. Anyways, that's my week and a half.
What can you tell us right now, General? How was your week?
It was okay. It's been a long couple of weeks. As you said, I was not feeling so well last Monday, but then this, I got almost a 40. I believe I'm 37 right now. Met a pretty cool guy that I've been questing with. What else? Went to Denver this last weekend, so I haven't gotten a chance to play too much with Spoils of War or anything like that. My week's not really been that eventful.
Alright, so that leads us to Dylan.
What about... Yeah,
I thought it was going to end it.
I did not forget him. I'm doing an introduction for him. Dylan, a.k.a. Fishy, I don't know what username is going to go by when he starts the game, is a new member to this podcast. He will probably become our fourth addition. Those of you who were around for episode 2 knew we had a very brief trial with a fourth member. We're hoping it goes a little bit better with Dylan, and he's going to go ahead and talk a little bit more about his experiences with MMOs in general and gaming and what he thinks about, you know, Rift and what his aspirations are to be a part of not only Rift but also this podcast. With that, take it away.
All right. So basically, I play lots of MMOs. I played WoW for quite a bit, and I play Minecraft a lot with Q on Mongoose Country.
I guess Minecraft's kind of an MMO. It's a segregated MMO.
You interrupted him.
Fish.
You interrupted
him. I know, I'm a bad person.
Go to your corner. Go on, Fish.
All right. Okay. So, yeah, I've been playing WoW and Minecraft, but I'm going to be playing Rift soon because these guys want me to play and this podcast, and I hope to be one of the members of the podcast because it's actually pretty cool and these guys are nice. So
did you
not
actually
much
go
with me.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but did you actually go listen to some of the episodes between last night's failed attempt at getting this podcast podcast episode out and today?
Yeah, I watched the librarian one, but...
Oh, God, the librarian one. That's going to scar me for life. I'm sure I'm going to go to, like Ryan was saying off-channel, I'm going to be interviewed for a job. And they'll be saying, oh, you have a perfect resume and everything. But what about this podcast?
I'd be more concerned about the reading one, Arthur.
Yeah, we heard you could do just about everything, and we want you to become the next president of the United States, but you can't read worth a shit, and you kind of need to do that off a teleprompter, so you're kind of fucked.
I couldn't read. It was just some certain someone was laughing about every 5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, blame it on others.
Excuses.
I do blame it on others.
All I've got to say is toll.
Yes, toll. Because Toll is same as Troll in Arthur speak. Don't worry.
Since they all decided to interrupt me and talk about some inside shit, I guess that concludes that.
Welcome to the podcast. We hope you we hope you enjoy it. You'll get your booze and hookers at the door.
Wow. Our slow progression over into explicit.
Okay. Yeah, I did kind of. Drop the F-bomb.
We'll be moving on. People are going to be moving on to our Q&A sessions. We have some emails and things that extent. Please send us emails. We love hearing from our audience. And it is, what is our email, Ryan?
Our email is genesisrift@gmail.com, and you should really know that by now.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Does that have to? Is that kind of tied up with
Genesis Rift?
Is your capability to remember that kind of tied up with how well you read?
Because if it is, we're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, I did it again. See what you do to me, Q.
Okay, but please send us emails. We love hearing from you. We love either getting your criticism, comments, questions, things like that. But we did get a few emails, and if Ryan, if you want to read one of them.
Well, apparently in this world, a few is equal to one. We got our first email between episode 3 and now episode 4, take 2. And it comes to us from Sark. You went ahead and put your real name here. Chris, thank you very much. Sark is a Guardian Warrior on Freehome, so he's actually a Guardian listener. And he writes to us about a couple of interesting questions. By the way, I, in case you didn't get my reply, I also appreciate the additional stuff you told us about, you know, possibilities that I was asking for on things like hosting and stuff. Thank you very much. Anyways, his questions for us to discuss are, and I'm going to split these up. We'll take each question at a time, do some discussion, and move on to the next one.
I've got a question.
Yes.
Why do Sharpies smell so good?
Oh, my God.
General on topic.
All right. Do you think that more girls will get into Rift since macros make the game a lot easier to perform well in PvE?
Sexist.
Yeah.
So
you could tell we kind of already had experience with this question from last night, so we kind of all know what each other's responses
are. And see, what's even worse is we have Skype chat going here, which is kind of how we communicate without interrupting each other, even though we still somehow do that. And General chimes in, don't call him sexist. What comes out of Fish's mouth? Sexist.
Well, let us clarify, because we don't want to insult you.
Yes, believe us.
How we view that question was that women would kind of need a little bit of a crutch to play the game. Now, to expand on that, I think that a crutch for new users would be beneficial. And yes, women could be classified as a new user.
I think we're all giggling for the same reason.
Wait. Allow me.
Wait.
Allow me to specify on something. For certain girls, certain special ed girls, you know, that have never played MMORPGs before or just don't really have that much of an intelligence, Ryan.
Hey, I'm a dude.
You are?
Questionable. I've never met you in person.
Okay, back to topic, please.
I was really going to make a point there. Now you ruined it and I can't remember. So whatever.
Yeah, That was all lead up just to call a chick. Anyways, I was going to say, in Arthur speak, crotch sounds like crutch. He was saying crutch. It sounded like crotch. Just throwing that out there.
But, God, Ryan, I'm going to hit you. Anyways, from what I'm taking from that question is macros. I can see macros being used or any sort of shortcut, like on-screen map, things like that, would be of a use, not necessarily for women who are not necessarily familiar with the gaming world, but would be of use to basically anyone that's new to video games. And if Rift, which they kind of are, implements this, then this would aid a lot more people to pick up the game, a lot more people to become familiar with it, and there's not much of a learning curve. Like, they don't have to spend half their time drilling, what does the A button do, and hit it a few times, and then smack their screen. And
yeah, I tried to get my sister to play Portal 2, and she couldn't. But I mean,
did you tell her that it would have been a triumph, that it would have been a huge success?
I don't want your lemons, guys. I refuse your lemons.
Oh my God.
Okay. Back to topic. Next and, comment. Oh wait, go ahead. You were, yeah.
but in MMOs like Rift, I mean, I'm not too sure how complex it is. So I know it's a little bit like harder than some games, but I think it'd be pretty easy to pick up and play.
Nuh-uh.
Just shut up.
That was an excellent rebuttal on General's part. But the second part
to Touché.
The second part just to his question. Oh my God. Wow, tonight is very giggly. By the way, just wanted to point out, I have my diet Sunkist like I do every episode, and it is very tasty. But The second part to his question is there another reason that would make it more attractive for girl gamers or worse?
I don't know. I think art is a big thing on it, and Rift has amazing graphics. Girls always, I mean, it's like statistically proven that girls always look at graphics. I mean, the colors and stuff make a big difference. A lot of girls like WoW because of its cartoonish features, the many colors and stuff like that. They just automatically recognize that. So I think graphics is a big part that's going to pull girls in.
And then I guess, and I'm going to expand this again because I don't want to limit this just to girls. I want to limit, like, expand this to people who are new to the world of gaming. And so Blizzard. And the reason why I view Blizzard as a little bit more successful is because they have an atmosphere outside of the actual game itself. They have cartoons. There's a lot of pop culture. Heck, South Park has made parody. Family Guy, I believe, has made a parody, though I can be corrected on that. Maybe it's Futurama. I don't know. Anyways, they have a huge culture outside of the game itself. Conventions, people role play, things to that extent. And if Rift can basically expand to that realm where there's television shows, things like that, then I believe that would aid for players, women, to basically become more interested into the game. And hint, hint, I'm not catching the joke if there is a joke, General.
No, I was saying that girls look at graphics, and then Fishy said, I look at graphics, so I said hint, hint,
You brought up an interesting point, though, which was the public appeal to an MMO, in this case Rift, you know. What happens when that public appeal, I mean, you have to point out that we don't want it to be negative, you know. Right now, it started to recede, but I know personally, and I think you guys can agree with me, back when WoW was first kicking off the ground, you know, probably back when Burning Crusade came out, if you said you played World of Warcraft, that instantly branded you as a geek, much the way it used to if you said you played any video games whatsoever. That could be a serious detriment to the future Rift. I mean, that's going to turn people off, especially in the female community.
From what I've seen in Rift, at least from my point of view, is people that play Rift, everyone automatically assume, oh, you're like an anti-World of Warcraft dude. You're playing the anti-WoW game. And I've had a lot of people say that to me.
We just want to point this out now. We're not suggesting Rift is the Antichrist. Religious people, please do not yell at us.
WoW is actually the Antichrist.
We just lost like 5,000 subscribers. We're now in the negatives.
We have nowhere near 5,000 subscribers.
Okay. Anyways, I think expand it to an atmosphere past just a video game itself, then that would aid to
I don't know if we're still on the same subject because I'm trying not to laugh on several things I've said in chat, but honestly, what you said, Ryan, about it being a geek thing, I really think that's changed very significantly, especially in the past several years since the economy's died. The gaming world has increased significantly, like drastically. It's exploded in the past several years. And if it continues on this, like they keep coming out with better and better games that appeal to a wider version of people, then I don't think there's going to be a reason to separate between guys and girls playing this game. They're all going to look at it and want to play it. There's always going to be those people, whether it's a cool football kid, you know, and then the geek guy over here, I think everybody's going to be playing it.
And, you know, what I'm getting at is I would hate to see that, you know, you're right, it has become a lot less of an issue, but it's important to keep in mind we don't want it to become an issue. And one thing you actually brought up that was just now, I don't even know if you realized it, was the geek kid and a jock kid playing. Do you think that in the future, MMOs or games in general could bring together those traditionally the opposites attract kind of thing? I mean, do you think it could bring people together who would originally hate each other because of social stigma?
Oh, God, now we're getting deep.
Yeah, well, I'm going to comment on something, and this is probably something all of us can say, oh yeah, duh, Halo. Oh. I can honestly admit that Halo has brought basically the whole world together, because I've witnessed everywhere from cheerleaders to football chalks to the meth heads to basically all of the...
We do not condone meth on Genesis. Arthur, if you have a problem, we can get you help. I'm sure there's a number of hotlines we can call.
And moving on.
Thank you, Ryan. But this may be because I live in a lab town, but it seems like that everyone...
You are not helping your case.
Just...
It seems like that the game Halo has brought... Basically, the interaction between the jocks. And...
I agree, but referring to WoW or Halo is, I don't know, old school kind of. I mean, but I'm sure it still has its following and stuff like that, but I really don't think Halo is going to bring any new gamers into the gaming world.
Well, I'm not saying it's going to bring anyone new. I mean, to be rather honest, it's starting to become a dying series. But the only reason I'm bringing that up is because I'm suggesting that it's possible.
It's an example.
Because this game has done it. Why not Rift?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The difference you have to bring into it, though, is twofold. One, it's a console game, which means it's a lot more accessible to most people. There's no requirement
more people
to...
people have PCs and consoles. I'm going to... Though that's an assumption.
Think about it, though. How many people have PCs that can play Halo? Or Halo 2? Or Halo 3? The difference is, by buying a console, you're buying something that is a set standard. You don't have to go buy a new graphics card. You don't have to make sure you have the newest drivers.
How did we even get on the difference... How did we even get on the difference between... PCs and consoles.
Because you brought it up. Anyways, the point I'm making is, one, it's on a console, which means it's a lot more accessible to people. And two, it's an FPS, which currently there is no FPS MMO. And the social...
Wait. Yes, there is. There's CrimeCraft, which is an FPS MMO. There's... A lot of them. There's a lot of them that are even free to play.
I stand corrected. I guess the point I'm making is Halo is a straight FPS, which compared to an MMO is two entirely different genres. It's like comparing horror with, I don't know, fantasy novels, you know?
I think essentially we got off what Arthur was trying to say. I think he was trying to go off of the fact that you said, could games... the gaming community bring separate characters.
That was my response. I was not trying to say that Halo being a video game was anywhere near Rift. I was just saying that Halo's a video game, Rift is a video game, therefore they both have...
I know. I was just trying to expand on that with... I mean, do you think the fact that because they're two different types of genres and they attract two different types of people, do you think it's still a valid comparison?
The reason why Halo 1 is not because of it being a FPS, it was because of the storyline. I think that's the reason why a lot of people were attracted to it. And I think the MMO, any MMO in the world has the ability to do that. You just have to find a storyline that really appeals to the whole world.
What do you think, Fishy?
I think I don't really agree with Q that like Halo kind of was... start this whole thing where it brings everyone together. I mean, they do attract a lot of different people, and I don't think Halo's better for everyone or Rift is good for everyone or something, but yeah, I think we should move on to the next question.
Okay, well, let's just go ahead and continue with his email, because he does have a little bit more. We'll read his last question, and then I'm going to go ahead and read the part he had kind of intended for us to read on the show. So his last question he has is the average skill level of players in Rift lower since macros mean you don't have to learn rotations or abilities?
Like I think you were saying yesterday, like in WoW, I guess, when you simplify your rotation, it helps, like if you're doing a boss fight or something and you're not focusing so much on like putting up doing the most damage or whatever and more on the boss.
But isn't part of the appeal of a game to have a certain amount of difficulty in learning how to play to begin with, and by the time you're doing those boss fights where it actually matters, you should already know how to do it.
Yeah, but I mean, it only simplifies it more. I played WoW for many years, and doing, like, because I play a tank, I mean, tanking everything correctly and doing everything you should be doing, and being on top, like, of all the boss awareness and stuff like that, it's a lot to handle, and I think it would just make things simpler, I guess. But if you want it, if you like it hard, then...
I guess one of the things I
if you like it hard. Oh, Jesus.
I guess the reason I'm bringing it up is, if you think about it, I think we can all agree that one of the main appeals of Rift is the fact that the classes aren't homogenized. I mean, each class has its own distinct feel, and that's part of the reason for playing. Whereas, you know, I personally saw in the 4 to 6 years I played WoW, the classes slowly coming together to become the same thing. You know, you start seeing, for example, paladins no longer are chief of buffs, you know, for whatever buffs they have. Other classes are getting the same thing. And it's all in this concept of, you know, making sure you can bring who you want to bring and not be limited by class, or making sure people can focus on the encounters instead of their classes. But when do you stop sacrificing playing the core components of the game to play another component of the game? You know, I mean, isn't there a balance in there somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me somebody has a rebuttal to that, because I just had a big long monologue.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
I just had a revelation on Fishy's picture, so no.
I mean, I get your point, I guess. But,
I don't know. I just think it's a really valid...
I kind of agree with you. I'm trying to figure out... I don't really have an argument.
I know. It's just something that I think is a valid thing to think about. I mean, I know I would hate it if this game that has... Like, think Rift 5 years down the line. It's been out for a while. It started off with this concept of you're playing something truly unique, but enough people complain about it being too hard, or about, well, this class has this power and I don't, that every class comes out the same.
It's hard to find a balance for everybody.
I don't think Rift will do that. I don't think Rift will do that, because it's already kind of got that concept. You've got every single class that also has these souls, and each class has a somewhat of a healer soul, somewhat of a tank soul, somewhat of a buffer, somewhat of DPS. Every single class has each of these options in it.
Oh,
Aeon, if you guys ever played Aeon, like right when they came out, I was like, oh, it's gonna destroy WoW, and like they thought it was so much different, and it'd be the new big thing. But then after everyone played it, they all kind of went back to WoW. I don't know what it is, but I mean, if Rift really has the quality that you say it does, General, then I guess it could.
I think that if we can keep the class separate, that would kind of aid towards the second point that we were talking about a little bit earlier, about bringing everyone together into one big happy world. Is if we can keep things separate, you would have particular things appealing to particular groups, and therefore each group would have to interact with each other group in order to be successful. So it would spark interaction and social.
Oh, definitely.
Like,
I mean,
if everyone was the same thing and everyone could do the same thing, then no one would really find interest in the game.
I agree. I've got another point to bring up, though, that kind of branches off of this. A big thing about WoW, I mean, especially the expansions and stuff like that they have, that everybody gets excited about, is new classes. Do you think they're even going to be able to be capable of doing that in Rift, or are they going to even try? Because I can guarantee there's only so many combinations of souls, and people will start getting bored with it.
Mm-hmm.
Add more souls. Problem solved.
the really nice thing, the difference is, in the traditional MMO style, which would be what WoW is, or EverQuest, or, you know, anything like that, is you have your classes and their talent specs. Every class has the same three talent... One class has the same three talent specs. You can do what you want between those. And when you talk about adding in a new class, you have to talk about adding in an entirely new class. You're adding in something completely brand new. The nice thing about the soul system is you're adding in something that's just like adding in a new talent spec. you're still operating off the same functions of, for example, a mage. Okay, this is going to be a caster. You have this kind of outline to go off of, and then you're specializing it into something that doesn't exist.
Okay, I understand that, but what I mean by getting bored, if you just add in another talent spec, you're just adding in more stats. It's still going to be essentially the same thing. You're still going to be a rogue. You're still going to be a mage. What I've noticed, what I personally gain interest in games, is when it's not only just being the same thing, adding new, you know, getting stronger in this one. I enjoy the lore of, okay, I'm an assassin, I'm going around disappearing, showing up behind people, killing them. But I also like it when they add a new idea for lore, for areas of lore, you know, like how they added the Death Knight in World of Warcraft. It was a whole entire new story. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Let's see. I guess I see what you're saying. So would you, there's a couple ways I would go about that then. One, you could take a brand new archetype, which would either be something that could be completely original, which is what I would prefer, or maybe a kind of combination of creepy love child, if you will, of two existing archetypes. Or you could create sort of a advanced version of the archetypes where, you know, you were talking about the awesome lore side of it, that kind of goes through...
You mean kind of like a mastery idea? Like, you have your three souls, and then you choose your main soul that you want to go into mastery in, and it has this whole new branch of skills?
Kind of, but even more so. Like, what if you chose to specialize in assassin, right? Like, you got... Maybe it would restrict how many points you could put into the other trees, but you started getting things like... You could crawl around on top of buildings in one of the main cities and shoot people in the head with bows and arrows.
Sounds too complicated.
Oh, it could be, but the concept is there, you know? I mean, you're talking about how do you kill boredom. That sounds like something that would be really interesting, and by that
what
time...
What about class-specific quests, too?
Yeah.
That's one thing I always enjoy in other games, is when it's class-specific, like, instead of, like, a warrior go in and eliminate this whole camp, whereas the rogue might have to go in and steal a key and go back. And not get detected.
Mm-hmm. The difference I would say is, in all of this, is how do we manage making sure not to, what is it I'm looking for?
Let Rift die.
Well,
essentially.
That, yes, but, you know, make sure the boredom doesn't happen. We're talking about making sure you don't need to learn, wondering if you're getting rid of rotations or abilities, that sort of thing. You need to make sure the interest stays there. And what keeps that population interested is what I would be most concerned about.
Yeah. Okay, so should we move on to our next thing now, since we've done that for probably 20 minutes now?
That was an awesome topic, though. Lots of good discussion. So I'm just going to wrap up his email so I make sure I get it out there. He says, personally, I'm a big fan of macros. They really let you focus on the game/boss mechanics. I hear an echo of fishy there. Rather than optimizing your rotation, if this means that on average people aren't required to be very skilled, I don't care as long as we finish dungeon/raids successfully. He also wants to add in that it's the show itself is a fun listen, and he believes all of us riff well together and have fun, which makes for a good show. Thank you, Chris, for the wonderful email, and it provided some excellent feedback. And that would be our email for the week. We did have some Q&A in last night's attempt, but we decided we weren't going to actually try and do this again because, you know, it would be strange asking two nights in a row. So with that, what is next on our list?
Well, we've got updates to my favorite class, the Rogue.
More about rogues, yeah.
I love rogues.
Boo! No, I'm kidding. I'm
you
kidding.
Play
I'm
a rogue,
kidding.
Q.
I will kick you in
I
the cocks. Okay, so the Master Archer now scales with points in soul. Sniper training now gives a 7/14/21% bonus. Added a new ability at 24 points. Deaden, blast the enemy, interrupting spellcasting and silencing them for 5 seconds on a successful interrupt. leaving a pedestal will now apply a 15-second buff with the pedestal damage bonuses Ranger.
Oh, wait, hold on a minute. Shadowfire. I have to point this out. So you're telling me that outside of the global cooldown, you can interrupt me for 5 seconds and silence and interrupt all my spellcasting at any point in time? That's not what fair.
You mean blast the enemy, interrupting spellcasting and silencing?
Yeah, that sucks. I don't like that.
Yeah, it does. You haven't seen some of the PvP stuff for rogues yet.
Go on.
Shadowfire now increases the damage of ranger attacks by 35%. Assassin Impale now gains additional bonuses from attack power. Physical trauma now increases your final blow damage by 4-8%. To targets affected by your impale. Blade Dancer, soul renamed to Blood the Dancer.
Blad the Dancer.
Seriously, okay, B-L-A-D-D is what it says. Fitness now increases the attack power bonus for Deadly Strike by 50, 100, 150, 200, and 200 for 50%. Deadly Dance bonus increased to 7, 14, 21% and can occur up to 3 times. Blade Finesse and Combat Expertise swapped positions in the Soul Tree. Due to changes to the Blade Dancer, a free respec has been given. Bard added a new ability at 36 points. Verse of Rebirth brings the fallen ally back to life and restores 20% of their health and mana.
Weird.
So, lots sounds of like, stuff.
Sounds like WoW patch notes.
Yeah, it really does, but I had to throw that out there because there are some really good updates for rogues.
It sounds like they really just reworked the entire Blade Dancer, or should I now say the Blad Dancer soul.
I don't know if that's a typo or what. But
well, think about it, though. Every other time they mention the word, it says Blad.
Yeah, it's B-L-A-D-D-D-A-N-C-E-R now is what this says. So
I think it's Blad Dancer. That's kind of strange.
What's a Blad?
You're a
Blad. Ask your mother.
You learned that in school during health.
All right. When a man loves a woman, they decide to Blad.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, moving on. Scott Hartsman talk. Basically, I read through this article, and I'm just telling you what I think is important. It's customer service feedback. They're saying that they're giving people more initiative, I guess, and kind of wanted to rely more on telling you to rely more on customer service. So they gave you an email that you can send like your feedback and stuff like that. Their service to be better than most others. Like WoW, I mean, some people would say
what you're trying to say is they're trying to increase their service capabilities, their quality of service, and make it that much better than everybody else's.
Yeah, basically, they have an email. It's gm_feedback@tronworlds.com. And you can email your stuff there.
That's awesome. Another reason Tryon's pushing it above everybody else. Just that one step more, you know, give us a reason. Tell us how our services are. Tell us what it is, how we can increase it, how we can get through you faster and stuff like that. I think that's just another plus to Tryon, as always.
And the other post on here is, I guess, trying to make their names more roleplay-ish, I guess. You can't things that utilize leet or dude speak, like Ruffle Mayo rocks your box and lols you mad.
Or cats are...
God damn it. What? You need to stop screwing up the naming conventions on RP servers. It's all your fault. Shut up.
Cats or cocks.
No one wants to hear you speak.
I have for like a while. I want to hear me speak. I'm all that matters.
They appreciate you reporting names that are like out of their terms, I guess. But they said they get a lot of spam names. That have nothing to do with anything.
They want to have reasons instead of people just going through and calling themselves like I Smell Like Fish and having a girl character, you know. They want to, if you're in a role-playing community, they want you to have real names like Nika, Raizu, so on and stuff like that. They want you to
she really... Boy 878.
Yeah, it takes my away username far too much from the RP. It takes away far too much from the RP community when you're trying to have an RP, what's the word I'm looking for? RP moment, and you have to say, Jonathan, 12, 25, heart, 17. It just ruins the whole entire aspect.
You totally rocks my box.
Yeah.
Though I do have to say, if we don't get hate mail now because you just talked about a woman smelling like fish, I don't know what will get us hate mail.
Hey, I had to throw it out there. I saw it, seriously.
I could think of 10 things that could get us hate mail.
You know why we're going to get hate mail is because all of you insulted me.
No, they like that. Did you not see how we got that review right after we put out episode 2?
It's how they want, it's how why they want your baby. So you shouldn't complain.
By the way, Dylan, in case you don't know, everyone wants Arthur's babies.
Everyone does.
He's the baby maker.
Really?
Yeah, it's his accent.
I thought
it's
I was only one.
It's his speech impediment, and they think he's cute.
They hope their children can have just as much trouble reading. Lore.
Control.
Well, now I don't want to read lore.
Don't be a wuss. I was going to say something else, and I was like, man, I've already been bad-mouthed all episode.
Alright, that's all I have for Scott Hartsman Talk, so, yeah.
Alright, then, at this point, we've gone ahead and covered our Q&A, our week in Rift, some additional changes to Rogues, and the Scott Hartsman information thingy. So at this point, we're going to go ahead and have our lore segment with Arthur, which is perfectly in time. So why don't you go ahead and hit us away? We're all going to go ahead and kill our mics and enjoy the sultry, wonderful sounds coming out of Arthur's beautiful mouth face thing.
You know they're going to all be giggling throughout the whole time.
Cause... Listen for the toll. Listen for the toll.
I'm gonna try to say troll just to ruin your inside joke.
There it was again.
I thought they were saying listen for the toll is listen for the sound of the beep. So apparently Arthur reading lore is like my phone answering machine message.
Yes, Ryan. That couldn't be just because of your failure
okay,
to understand.
Okay, here we go, guys. If you choose to donate to us, we're gonna give you a personalized Arthur reading a message to you ringtone. As well as a shout out on the next episode.
Yes, I will do your answering machine.
You know you want to hear, "Hi, you've reached the mailbox of Tom."
He no, couldn't make it right. "Hi, you've reached the mailbox of Tom."
F you.
You really got it screwed up in there.
It's my southern New Mexican accent.
I tried to help you out, Arthur.
Okay, let's go. Everyone mute their mics.
On the floor.
All right, we'll see you guys in a minute as soon as Arthur's done reading the wonderful, wonderful lore. Take it away.
Okay, so as you all know, 2 weeks ago we did the War Sphere Part 1, and now we're going to head on to Part 2, and it's entitled Suspended Negotiations. Part 1. We reached Gloomwood Pines with hours of night to go. It wasn't the bustling town from before I died. I remembered plump little cottages, not gaunt buildings, with high shingled roofs, sharp as daggers pointed at the overcast sky. The house huddled in little clusters, hiding behind hillocks, as the wind blew signs and shutters into a chorus of creaks and groans. The girl and the old man said goodbye at the village well. Actually, she gave a clumsy curtsy while the old man just stamped off. Mo wandered back into the woods to forge, and I took a room at the inn. I lay on a straw pallet, trying to work out what kind of hilarious gods would give me a second chance, aside from killing and maiming, robbing, extorting, and general bullying. I didn't do much to recommend myself to mortal coil, though I suppose I did once kill somebody noticeably worse than me. Part 2. The ancient castle had a name once that was degenerate masters never used. No one in Gloomwood wanted anything to do with the local earls, aside from paying the blood from stone taxes and stiffening tears when a plenty son or daughters disappeared. No matter for me. I didn't have children, and I had a free fee of my own to collect. So I scampered, slick as a lizard, up to the puppet stones. A dead guard or two later, I crept to where the walls overlooked the garden. A man walked among the roses, tall and gaunt, and what poets would call beautiful, ivory skin, pale blonde hair to his shoulders, and cheekbone that could cut glass, or throats. Ah, the local cut purse, he said, running like a finger through the icicle on the lips of a rose. The pig spit? Boar spear, I said, from the parchment's high above. I tried not to let it show, as I was impressed he heard me coming, or that his voice made my skin crawl. I not often wanted brigade, seeks audience with Errol. I'm Ulfred the Sixth. I'd be happy to fit you for that noose you so desire. I took a seat between two centurions. Blow across my wrap. Time enough for a noose some other day. I'm here to talk to you about a cart. A cart, said Ulfred? That you sent the king, they told me how to pronounce this. Adraxes in Camp Stonefield. The rod fellows you had girded, it now both look and act like corpse. And I hid the cart and its contents in a safe spot. I held up the sealed scrolls case. This letter you wrote, the king is safe too. And the one that mentions Lord Rigus. Do you pour the virgin's blood into the artifact to make the dead rise? Or is it when you get thirsty from all the chanting? You've broken the seal. You can't prove a thing about me or his magic, he jeered. His voice soft as the lifetime of padded privilege. I unrolled a scroll, which steel bore the little wax seal I piled up from an adapter. I don't care if Adraxes are his brother sit the throne, or that you like to dress up and slaughter peasants. Your man passed through my woods and refused to pay the toll. Toll. And they're dead. Now you pay with interest, or I see the scroll reaches the kindly prince. Zeph, and now you're dead. His sneer crumbled into an ugly grip. You ditched dwelling for Mr. Vermin. Extort me? I own Gloomwood. Everyone on it, and everyone sleeping beneath. I will bind you to an altar and bleed you out over the weeks and years. I will find your family and make them watch through plucked out eyes and scream with severed tongues. Funny, one moment Ulfred is talking, and the next black arrow passed through his pretty violet eye, lodging in the back of his skull. My bowstring hummed against my bracer as I watched him fall, lips still flapping like a fish in a dry bucket. Fishy! If you can't be civil, we may as well suspend negotiations. I suppressed a shudder and jumped over the parapets, landing smoothly in the moat and swimming to where Mo wanted at the fort's edge. Turns out my timing was perfect, as the alarm went up a moment later. They never found us, or the artifact. Who knows what sort of harm it could have done if Adraxes got his claw on it. Of course, I was dead with an axe on my back a week later, but before I could collect credit for saving her out. Part 3. I woke to the sound of screams and rattling bones, peeking between the shutters. I saw a mob of corpses shove into a house. From within they came heart-slicing wails. More dead, dozens shuffled and clattered up the road behind them. Snatching up my quiver, I ran downstairs to see a pair of them pinning down the innkeeper. Once, surely, he screeched like a pig as the zombie tore a chunk from his cheek with his slow grinding jaws. My first arrow passed through the man's throat. You guys are sending something? My first arrow passed through the man's throat, and he fell still with a sigh. The second, a bird head, severed the spine of a skeleton, holding the barman's ankles. And the third passed like a whisper through the zombie's ears, stuck humming in the windowpane. I closed the innkeeper's eyes as I went to retrieve my arrow. Leering at me through the foggy window was a skeleton dressed in tattered finery. Under lank blonde hair and robes, his skull gleamed like the moonlight through the trees, and the crow-feathered fletching of an arrow protruded from his left eye socket. Well, that was the end of part two, and stay tuned next week for part three. At least there wasn't that much giggling.
Thank you for wonderful reading, Arthur. You truly are the master of the toll.
Yeah, now you should read through what we posted while you were doing that, and you'll get a kick out of it.
You guys probably insult me every 3 seconds.
That one's not civil.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of the show. We want to thank you all for listening, and we have a slight request for you. We're hitting episode 4, which means we're kind of hitting the halfway point before hitting that big milestone of 10 episodes. And we've been thinking a lot about, you know, this podcast has truly been growing faster than any of us anticipated. Currently, going by the official stats right now, I'm pulling up the website, we have 2,050 downloads and 340 subscribers. You guys have been amazing, wonderful listeners, and we appreciate all of it. And because of
I was saying what you should do, even if you're driving down the road, like busy
Los Angeles
traffic.
Yes. No, be quiet. We don't want to hear you. We do not want to hear you. Be quiet. Anyways.
Pat yourself on the back. Pat yourself.
Oh my God, you're such a fag.
And I'll decided to go outside and hug a tree.
I'm sorry. Fuck you, Jedron and Ryan. You're mean.
We told you not to do that. Anyways. I'm trying to make a point here, which is we're thinking about expanding Genesis, whether that be to another podcast, which wouldn't be for a while, or to a truly epic website experience such as Rift Junkies. We're considering expanding Genesis into a full MMO community. Like we mentioned, we've been goofing around with Eve, we have experience in WoW. I know I, as well as General and apparently Fishy, have all had some small experiences with Ion as well. So we're thinking about expanding that into whether that be forums with news that we post, just sort of a home. And if you guys would like to do that, please send us some feedback. Feedback is excellent. As you heard at the beginning of the show, you can visit our website right now, leave a comment on there, you can send us an email.
Wait, what's our website?
Jesus.
I give you a pass, Dylan, because this is your first episode with us. Our website is genesisrift@podomatic.com. Check us out there. We post all our news. We post about General being sick. We post about us screwing up recording this last night. Everything.
Ryan, kind of like you just screwed up when he asked about the website and you gave him the email?
I did not. I said .podomatic.com.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. You said at podomatic.com.
Okay, it should be podomatic.com. You guys know what I meant.
No, I don't, Ryan. You know what I'm going to end up doing is I'm going to go log on to my computer when I get home, and I'm going to do at podomatic.com and not get anywhere, and I'm going to become pissed and unsubscribe. You know what you caused, Ryan?
After they were driving in their car, patting themselves on the back.
And getting in the wrecks. That'll be funny. I'm going to hear, like, get on the news tomorrow. Some gentleman got in a wreck by taking hands off steering wheel.
Because he had to use both hands to pat himself on the back, apparently. But
seriously,
well,
maybe he's a one-armed man.
Tell us if you guys want to do that. Ryan? Seriously, though, you guys, please let us know if you want us to do that. It will definitely take a bit more work, but we're more than happy to do that. We would just love some more feedback on whether or not that's what you guys truly want. Another thing I also want to throw some feedback out for, which hopefully we can get this going every episode, is some iTunes reviews we've got on actual iTunes. You know, these people have rated us up, they've left us some comments, and ultimately given us a straight 5-star review, which, I mean, we have nothing lower than that. So we want to thank you guys for that.
Thank you.
We have a couple of them. One goes out from Richie H., who is Aragon on the Shadefallen server. He says, "So glad I found this podcast. It is quickly becoming my fave. You guys are really funny together, and I really love the layout of the show. It's refreshing to hear a podcast from a group of people that are having a good time while recording instead of boring people that act like they would rather be doing something else. Keep up the great show, guys." And we have another one from a guy by the name of Curtis Clayton, who has honestly the most awesome name ever. He says, "Keep up the good work from God is Imaginary on the Ashstone Shard. Thank you very much, both of you guys."
What about my father? You forgot his review.
Well, yeah, your father was there, but we mentioned that on another episode, didn't we?
I don't know.
Well, do it again. It
okay. His father, GTP Steve, says, "Like Twit, but better."
See? See?
He Simple. Also gave us 5 stars. But, I mean, he might be slightly biased.
We love you.
We love you, so. Arthur's dad.
We do.
So, if I ever need a place to stay...
We're gonna send you a heartogram.
We are. No, a pajamagram.
Order me pizza.
We'll get him a pajamagram. With, like, the little bunny sure. stuff. Be hilarious.
Send me some chocolate in the mail.
Ooh, me too.
Okay, anyways, we should start wrapping this up.
All right. Like we said, we all of our information's at the beginning of the show. Thank you guys very much for listening. This has been episode 4 of Genesis The Rift Podcast for the masses. I'm Rizu, a.k.a. Ryan.
I'm General, a.k.a. Nika.
Got your name? I'm Q, a.k.a. Arthur, and be sure to stay in after the music. We're going to make this a habit because it turns out to be hilarious every time.
Except Arthur fails and just totally skipped over Dylan. He's such an asshole.
Well, we're not going to skip over Dylan.
And I'm Dylan. My name is Dylan, a.k.a. Fishy.
AKA You're awesome, Fishy. Dylan. We love you so much more than Arthur.
Fishy.
Oh, yeah.
You're an F you.
See, that's why. That's why. Why must he have so negative attitudes? That's what makes him our favorite.
I know. He's just quiet.
But I brought Fishy into this world. Fishy is my baby.
The one good thing you've done.
Okay, so I just want to point this out. I don't know if you still listen, Captain, but your birthing of a child with Arthur produced Fishy. You had a Fishy.
Hi.
Why won't you show him any love?
Okay, have a good night, everyone.
Yes, thank you, guys. Have a good night. Or a good morning, or wherever you are. Thanks.
Nighty-night, sleep tight.
All right, everyone say something, please.
Q, 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 Q.
I like turtles.
All turtles?
Right. Arthur likes Q, Fishy likes turtles, and General likes...
I like turtles.
Turtles. You need to pronounce it properly, Ryan.
General, you need to talk.
Yes. What am I talking for?
Sound check. You fail.